your divine immortal soul knows what your purpose work is. You just need to remember what it is. And if you're not sure right now what that is, then your number one job is getting clarity and remembering what that thing is.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, and I'm really excited about this episode today. You know, these episodes where we sort of shine the light on the things that people don't want to talk about, they tend to do really well with the listeners. So I'm excited to see what the response will be. But these are my favorite topics. These are the things that I actually really enjoy talking to you about. I enjoy talking to you about the things that other people shy away from talking about or don't want to talk about. So today we're going to be discussing what it actually takes to live a purpose-led life. And we're going to be talking about the things that all the coaches and all the mentors and all the guides and all the gurus out there that are telling you to show up and live purpose-led and how important it is to live a purpose-led life won't tell you about what it actually takes and what it actually looks like. So I'm going to start by just telling you a little bit about my story and how I actually got to this place in the first place of living purpose-led. So I've been divinely guided, you know, really all of my life. And after my spiritual reawakening happened, I began to get more clear divine guidance, or I guess I really began to realize that it actually was divine guidance at that time, instead of just, you know, thinking it was my instincts or thinking it was my intuition. So I knew for several years that I was getting that guidance, but my mind, my ego, was always trying to negotiate that. It was like somehow I thought I knew better than God. And so I would get the divine guidance and I would know very, very clearly what it was that I was meant to be doing. And then my mind would come in, my ego would come in and be like, ah, but if we just tweaked it a little bit like this, or we just did it like this, it would be better. And so I spent a few years in that struggle, in that power struggle, which really, you know, I mean, I'm talking about God. If you don't like the word God, God, source, universe, all that is, whatever you call it, God is me. I am God. I am all. I am the universe. And so literally what was happening was an internal struggle between my divine immortal soul, which is a part of God, source, universe, all that is, and my ego, my very human part of my being. And they were at war with each other. And I was receiving guidance that I knew was coming from my soul, that I knew was soul-led, and I was trying to negotiate and, you know, drive and steer the ship with the human part of myself and that ego part of myself. And I was miserable because though I knew what I was meant to be doing and though I knew the direction I was meant to be going, I was having such difficulty actually having any success at it or actually getting to that place that I knew I was meant to be. And I remember so clearly one day laying in my swimming pool, and it was a beautiful day with like very little clouds, and I was laying on a float in my swimming pool, and I got another bit of divine guidance. And immediately my brain went into negotiating how we could make it better. And I literally heard the voice of God. I heard the voice of God, and the voice of God said to me, and again, don't get hung up on this. If you're not a God person, just insert source, universe, all that is. But I'm going to say God for the purpose of this podcast. But I literally heard the voice of God say, how's that working out for you? And it really stopped me in my tracks. And I thought to myself, oh my God, it's not working out at all. I'm miserable. I feel like I'm a failure. I'm not achieving the things that I know I'm meant to achieve. I'm not creating the impact that I know I'm meant to create. I know I'm not helping the people that I know I'm meant to help. I'm literally holding myself back. And it was in that moment, in that swimming pool, that I decided to surrender my free will to the will of the divine. And I've never looked back. So from that moment, it was so much easier for me to show up purpose-led because I was actually being guided to that purpose. Now, I am not going to sit here and tell you that my brain and my ego does not still negotiate or does not still try to negotiate, but I know it and I recognize it now. And it's very, very easy for me to quiet that human part of myself. Plus, I've had enough track record now that I know that the divine always steers me right and my ego usually steers me wrong. So it's quite easy for me to quiet that voice these days. So I started showing up purpose-led. And I really was able to live a much more fulfilling life. My business started taking off. I started exponentially expanding my reach. I mean, it was nuts. Over the next 6 months, I think I quadrupled my social media reach and my income just continued to climb and climb and climb. And so all the signs were there that I was doing the right thing. So while all of that was going well and I had the tangible signs of success and I was really, really rewarded in the work I was doing in the world. And I've always loved my purpose work. And so that, you know, I just started loving it more. It was so rewarding for me. But at the same time, some really difficult things began happening in my life. And those are the things that I want to talk about today because they're the things that people don't tell you. And that is, you know, that first thing that I just talked about. It requires surrender. It does require surrender. You cannot be a control freak and live purpose-led life. You just can't because it does require divine guidance to be fully aligned and living in purpose. And it requires that you have that connection with Source. You cannot be steering the ship. It just doesn't work. It's incongruent. And so it requires surrender. And if you're like me, who is somebody who absolutely loves being in control and has completely been in control of everything I've felt like my whole entire life, that's a really hard thing. It's a really difficult thing to say that you're surrendering your free will to anything, even if it is God. And it took a lot of practice. I will say that. It took a lot of practice, but I feel like I've gotten quite good at it now, many, many years later. So surrender is the first thing. The other thing that I want to tell you is that living a purpose-led life can be very, very lonely. And it's lonely for a few reasons. One of them is that rarely when we are actually living our divine calling, do we feel understood by our peers or by the people in our life? If you are truly answering your divine call, nobody else in the world has that divine call. Nobody else has been called by God to do the things that you have been called to do. And as a result of that, nobody can actually really relate. And that's a very lonely feeling. So if you're living purpose-led and you're feeling lonely a lot of the time, it's really, really normal. The other thing that happens is when you come into alignment with your purpose and you begin living divinely led and purpose-driven and purpose-led, the people that are no longer energetically aligned with you or no longer matching your higher frequency or your higher vibration, they're going to fall away. This is probably one of the hardest things about living purpose-led and doing your divine mission work, is that the people that were previously closest to you, once you finally answer your calling, they're not going to understand. They're not going to understand how you're changing. They're not going to understand why often you are throwing away what they perceive to be, you know, the perfect life, or why you are doing an about face and moving in an entirely different direction than the direction that you've been headed in the entire time that they've known you. And it makes people really uncomfortable. There's this thing I talk to you guys a lot about, which is crab bucket mentality, that idea of humans really being programmed and conditioned to hold each other down. And so when we see someone elevating their consciousness, when we see someone answering their divine calling, when we see someone showing up and living purpose-led, and we're not doing that ourselves, it makes us very, very uncomfortable. And that programming and that conditioning kicks in, and we go to those automatic knee-jerk responses that we're programmed and conditioned to have, which is like, we want to pull that other person down. We want them to stay with us in our misery. And so you will start to notice that you living purpose-led and you answering your divine calling is making your close friends and family really, really uncomfortable. And usually what ends up happening as a result of that is that you become estranged from them, or you end up ending friendships. Sometimes even long-term partnerships, be it business partnerships or romantic partnerships, those things sometimes just have to come to an end, because there's no longer an energetic alignment there. And the thing I want to say to you here is, like, it really, really is okay to grieve those relationships. It's okay to grieve that human part of yourself that, you know, probably feels many times throughout this process like, why am I even doing this? What is the point? Why am I making myself miserable? I'm losing all my friends. I'm losing all my family. You know, is it really worth it? It's very normal to feel that way. And it's completely okay to grieve those lost relationships and friendships. The one thing I do want to tell you about this, though, is just because that season has ended in a friendship or in a familial relationship or with a significant other or a loved one, it doesn't mean it's forever. People are just on different paths, but it doesn't mean that that person isn't going to, at some point, you know, begin taking their spiritual journey and step into their purpose and step into their divine mission work, and that your paths aren't going to cross again. So it doesn't necessarily mean that these endings are finite. If you're truly living purpose-led, then you do truly believe that the universe is always conspiring in your favor and that everything is always working out in your favor. So if that is true, and everything is always working out in your highest and best good, then those relationships ending at this time or at that time is no different. It's in your highest and best good. And while it may be painful and while it may be upsetting, like, you can take comfort in that you are being held and guided and directed by the divine. So what else? Well, it requires an incredible amount of discipline to live a purpose-led life, because a less disciplined person will give up a million times. And you're going to want to give up a million times. I mean, the truth of the matter is it's not an easy path. It's not an easy road. It's not an easy life. And so it requires that you be disciplined in your personal practices. It requires that you be taking care of yourself, of your soul, of your spirituality, and that you are making staying in energetic alignment with that purpose work your number one priority. And that can sound harsh, because some of us have spouses, some of us have significant others, some of us have children. And to say that your purpose work has to be your number one priority, and that you have to remain disciplined in that, this is the main reason why more people aren't living purpose-led, purpose-driven lives, is because they simply cannot follow through with the discipline that is required to put that purpose and that divine mission work first. We're going to talk more about familial relationships and living purpose-led in just a minute, but, you know, you're going to get discouraged. You will get frustrated. You will want to quit. And you also have to have the ability to pull through that, to keep your head up, to continue to hold the vision of why you're here on this planet and why the work that you're meant to do is so important and why the gift that you're here to share must be shared with the world. You've got to be strong enough and confident enough in that you can get through those times when you're going to be discouraged, and you can get through those times when you're going to want to quit. It requires sacrifice, pure and simple. You don't always get to do the things that you want to do. Frequently, you don't get to do the things that you want to do. If you are truly showing up and living purpose-led, the purpose comes first and everything else comes second. And that requires sacrifice. It requires sacrifice of time with friends. It requires sacrifice of downtime time with yourself. You know, I believe that it requires epically strong significant others and partners to be with people who are truly living a purpose-led life. I am so blessed in this area that I have a husband that understands, you know, and I guess I'll say, I don't believe that he fully understands my calling, and I don't believe that he fully understands my purpose on this planet, but he understands that I have a bigger calling. He understands that there will always be a part of me that has to prioritize my purpose work before anything else, including him and my kids. And he gives me that grace. He gives me the grace to show up in my purpose work the way that I need to show up in my purpose work in order to do my divine mission work. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And I know that it's extremely frustrating for him at times. And I know that it requires a tremendous amount of sacrifice of the things that he wants. And it requires compromise, you know, more than compromise. It is sacrifice. It requires him sacrificing his needs, his immediate needs being met. And I know that that's extremely difficult for him sometimes. And it requires a very, very strong person to be able to sacrifice that way for somebody else's mission and somebody else's purpose work. So I just want to definitely send a shout out to my husband and say, I love you so much. And I'm so thankful for all the grace that you give me and how supportive you are of this work that I'm here to do in the world. And, you know, it's just, it's incredible to have somebody like that in your life. And if you've been struggling finding that person, know that those people are out there. I was lucky enough to find one. So don't give up hope that there will be somebody that can understand, and if not understand, that can offer you that level of support. Those of us that are here to do this type of work in the world, those of us that are here to create global impact and global change and are here to play a huge role in the landing of the new timeline and the shifting of the paradigm, we do need support. And we do need people around us that understand and that can cheerlead us. And so, you know, if you're a cheerleader and you're listening to this, we are in deep and desperate need of you and your, I mean, that is your gift really, right? So everybody has this beautiful, beautiful gift. Some people's gift is to support others. Some people's gift is to cheerlead others. Some people's gift is to be there for their fellow humans and their fellow beings on this planet. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast. Okay, so you will work long hours. it will sometimes seem like there's no end in sight. It will sometimes seem like there is so much to do that it's insurmountable, that you can't possibly make it over that mountain of tasks and work that you have. And my recommendation about that is that you just take it one minute at a time. And if you have to, 1 second at a time, because you're never going to be given more than you can handle, but it will feel like it sometimes. And at the same time, you do have to make sure that you are caring for yourself and that you are taking care of yourself and that you are supporting your physical body. Because without this chariot, without this amazing physical body, we actually don't have a vehicle to do our divine mission work. You will feel unappreciated. You will feel unappreciated by the people that you serve. And I think this is probably the thing that's talked about the least, because we want to act like it doesn't really matter. You know, we're just here to serve. It doesn't matter. We're not in it for recognition. We're not in it for approval. But frequently, if not most of the time, the work that we're doing, the work that you're doing behind the scenes, it's not going to be seen. And so as a result, you're going to feel unappreciated. And that feels shit. Feeling unappreciated feels horrible. So when you're feeling unappreciated, here's a little reminder for those of you that are out there living purpose-led, purpose-driven lives. When you're feeling unappreciated, go find those people that are supporting you day and night and tell them how much you appreciate them, because chances are if you're feeling unappreciated, they're feeling even more unappreciated. And it's okay. I mean, again, it's like you are human. Yes, you are a divine immortal soul living in a physical vessel, but you are also human, and it is okay to feel unappreciated. And it's okay to throw a tantrum, and it's okay to, you know, be pissed off and frustrated and annoyed. And it's okay to be like, why me? Why was I given this purpose? Why was I given this mission work? Like, can't I just be a janitor? I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind. It's okay. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to want to throw your hands up sometimes. It's okay to crawl in your bed and pull the covers over your head and watch Netflix flicks for an entire day and not come out. Did you hear me just trip over the Netflix right there? It's like, should we not be talking about Netflix because of all this stuff that's happening? I'm like having a little Netflix trip up, but let's say hiding under your covers, watching a movie for those of you that are anti-Netflix. The jury's still out for me on the anti-Netflix because I haven't actually been following it and I'm not quite sure what's going on with all of that. I mean, I've got a little bit of information, but here's the other piece of it. I'm not up on current world events because I'm too busy doing my purpose work. And so I guess that's the other thing. You may feel very out of the loop sometimes. I certainly do. It's like, I know that there's something going on with Netflix. I know it has something to do with this show that they put out, and that people are upset because they feel like it's pedophilia. But literally, that's as far as it goes, because I have been so occupied doing my purpose work and showing up in my divine mission work, which actually doesn't have to do with pedophilia, that I actually don't know what's going on. I don't have the full picture. It's something that's on my list of things to do when I have a free moment, but sometimes that free moment never comes. And I do often feel very detached from the world. I do often feel very out of the loop and very much like I'm not up to date on what's happening in current events in the world. And that's another byproduct of a commitment to living divinely guided and purpose-led and showing up each moment of every day, living divinely guided and living purpose-led. So those are all the negative things about, I don't know if they're negative, but those are all of things that they won't tell you about living purpose-led. Here's the flip side of it, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this, but living divinely guided and purpose-led will be the most rewarding thing you have ever experienced in your life. It will fulfill you like you have never been fulfilled before. It will change everything about how you see the world. It will change everything about how you see yourself. You will develop a level of self-assuredness and knowing of self that you never even thought was possible. Because when you create that connection with God, Source, Universe, all that is, and you intentionally cultivate that connection on a daily basis and you show up. But the thing I can tell you is that showing up and living divinely guided and divinely led and living a purpose-led life where you are doing your divine mission work, there is nothing like it. There is nothing more rewarding in the world. When you see the impact that you're making on people and you begin to change lives and you're showing up fully, authentically as who you are meant to be and who you were intended to be on this planet, you will have a level of self-assuredness that you've never had before. You will know yourself deeper and more deeply than you ever thought imaginable. And you will be so connected with that infinite divine immortal soul, that part of you that is infinite in nature. It changes everything. It makes life so much more rewarding. It literally is that ability to drink the nectar of life every day. And there's nothing more rewarding than knowing that you are making a difference and knowing that you are actually doing the thing that you came here to do. So many of us spend our lives wandering aimlessly looking for the thing. So if you have found the thing, surrender, commit, develop the discipline required to do it, sacrifice, find yourself a strong, supportive partner that will support you along the way, and love yourself. Love yourself enough to show up every day and live purpose-led. You will be so rewarded, I promise you. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know what my purpose work is, I'm going to leave this episode by telling you, yes, you do. Your divine immortal soul knows what your purpose work is. You just need to remember what it is. And if you're not sure right now what that is, then your number one job is getting clarity and remembering what that thing is. And that requires daily conscious connection to source, cultivating that connection like it's your job, and asking for clarity on what it is that you're meant to be doing in the world. So if you're not quite sure, make that your job to find out. And for the rest of you, continue showing up for the world. The world needs it more desperately than it ever has before right now. You and your gifts are the things that are going to shift the beings of this planet into higher levels of consciousness and into the new timeline. So keep being incredible, keep showing up, keep doing the work. I love you all. Until next time, this is Leah signing off.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.